heading toward Tuesday night and a low in the mid-20s. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high around 40. Passing clouds come in for Wednesday night as temperatures bottom out around 18. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Afternoon, everybody, from the Beaufort City Auditorium. It's time for the final day of the girls' portion of the 97th Annual Mid-Deckers Basketball Tournament. Our presenting sponsor on Sunny 101.3 today and tonight is the folks of Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Good afternoon, John. Hi, Randy. Hey, 97th Annual. They've been doing this for a while at Beaufort, and they do it right. Especially the weather this year. It's cooperating with us so far. A couple of years ago, we weren't even able to finish the tournament. Yeah. It's cold out there, and we did have some snow squalls that came through Beatrice right after lunch. And I'll tell you, John, if it would have kept snowing like that for a couple of hours, we'd have really had a mess. But it only lasted for 10 or 15 minutes, and now we're in pretty good shape. It's cold out there, but no more precipitation coming down. So I think we're going to get through the tournament. It's going to be a very cold day tomorrow for folks traveling also.
That'll be a good day to be inside watching basketball, if nothing else.
John, we want our folks to say thanks to our premier sponsors for presenting the 97th Annual MIDECAS Tournament. They include Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Also, Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Also, AgWest Commodity, your marketing partner since 1999. And Waring Mortuaries of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. Those are the folks that are serving as our premier sponsors of this coverage of the MUDECAS Tournament. Well, John, we had one game completed already today in the B Division third place consolation game. That was the Dillard-O'Dell Lady Griffins defeating Sterling. The final score 45-28. And an interesting note about that one, John, the score was tied at 15 at halftime. I thought it was 17, but it was tied at 15 all at halftime. And Dillard-O'Dell came out and went on like a 24-3 run. Ended up taking the win 45-28. So the Dillard-O'Dell Lady Griffins capture third place honors in the girls' B division. Next up, it will be the A division third place game between Fall City Sacred Heart. The second ranked Irish in Class D2 are 9-4 following their loss yesterday. And they'll take on the 11-4 Johnson Brock Eagles. They lost yesterday in a tough heartbreaker to Freeman. They're now 11-4 on the year.
Now, John, both of these teams are here coming off heartbreaking losses. Sacred Heart only lost to Tri-County by 3, 50-47. And then you mentioned the one-point loss to Freeman, 37-36 by Johnson Brown. So both of these teams could have very easily been playing in the championship here tonight, but they find themselves playing for third place.
We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game on Sunny 101.3.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Beatrice. We are at the City Auditorium for this third place game between Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. Randy, the coach, is here today. Two of the most accomplished in the state of Nebraska. Luke Sander for the Irish and Lucas Dollinghouse for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Lucas Dollinghouse, his fame, though, in the boys' side of the bracket. This is his first year trying it out as the girls' head coach. And he's been having success. He has the girls at 10-5. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First ball for the Johnson Brock Eagles, as John mentioned, coached by Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. He'll go with Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer averaging 11 points per game. John, she hits 77% from the free throw line also. Daly Pelican, she's a 5'6 junior, 9.5 points per game. Ruby Gravatt, she's big under the board on rebounds, does average 2.1 points per game. She is a 6-foot senior. Lauren Behrens is a 5'8 sophomore, 9.5 points per game. And Kinley Weiss rounds out the starting five. She's just a sophomore, 5'4, averaging 8.4 points per contest for the Eagles. As we said, they are 10-5 on the season. Starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish girls, coached by head coach Luke Sando. He'll go with Avery Sando. Sando, 5'5 and a senior, 12.5 points per contest. Dacey Witt. Witt is a senior at 5'6, 9 points per game, and she's a 77% free throw shooter. Elise Reske. Reske, a junior at 5'9, 2.7 points per game. Bailey Lemron, a freshman in the starting lineup, 8.5 points per game on the season throughout the first 13 ball games of the year. And then to round out the starting five is Ellie Jones. Jones is a 5'9 junior. She pours in 11.1 points per contest for the Irish. As we said, the Irish are 9-4. The Johnson Brock Eagles are 10-5. So very similar records for these two teams matching up here in this third-place consolation game.
Well, the warm-ups are about over. They're going to do the introductions here. Johnson Brock huddled up with Coach Dollinghouse, seeing our girls all crowded around the free throw line at the other end. And how will you describe that? We'll be taking another break. We'll take a one-minute break this time, come back and get it started on Sunny 101.3.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Having some fun here, John, with the officials. We've made friends with a lot of them over the years. And this is official recognition week for the Nebraska High School Activities Association. Before most of these games, they've taken a moment to recognize our game officials. And I joked with a couple of the guys back in the hospitality room yesterday, John. They all stand and give them a standing ovation when they recognize them. And in a matter of moments, it's, come on, Rat.
I offered him my glasses.
Now, they turn off very quickly if they call doesn't go their way. Well, it's a thankless job, and we appreciate the officials and the jobs that they do here. the high school competition would not be possible without them. I will say this, the folks here at Mudeckis, they get the cream of the crop for officials. They bring in a lot of our friends that we've seen around the game for 20 years or more. And when it gets down to championship Friday and championship Saturday, you don't need to worry about the officiating. They'll have the best here.
And what we've said many times, the way we see it up here, the fans see it over there in the stands, and what they see down on the floor, two different ball games entirely a lot of times.
Well, I've always said, John, the most vocal of the fans up there are the ones that know the least about the rules.
Yeah.
You give me a guy that's standing, show me a guy standing up and yelling constantly, I'll show you a guy that has no idea what the rules are. All right, we're set to get underway. The Sacred Heart iRace, the Johnson Brock Eagles, third place consolation game of the A division of the 97th annual Mudeckis basketball tournament. Here to call your first quarter of play-by-play is Sonny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thanks, Randy. Ruby Gravatt steps in there, 6-foot senior for the Eagles against Allie Jones of the Irish, and the ball goes back court to Johnson Brock and up the floor to Nippelmeyer. Left side Pelican, back out top. Swing around in the hands of Kinley Weiss. Pelican drives the lane and ran into Hallie Jones, and that's one of those collisions you don't really win. Daly bounced off, fell backwards, the ball rolled out of bounds.
Well, Jones was all set there in the paint, and somehow Daly had the idea she was going to run through her.
No, that don't work. Off the left side, the Irish go with the basketball now in the hands of Bailey Lemeron, the freshman, over his set, over three. Way long on that one, out of bounds, but it'll go off of the Eagles. Taking her ball underneath their own bucket here.
Elise Reske very wisely pulled her arms back and let that ball go off of Johnson Brock.
Bailey Lemeron to inbound from the baseline. Looking, comes into the corner for Sando. Quick three on the rim. This one will go. Rebound and a putback up and in for Hallie Jones, and the Irish have a quick 2-0 lead. Off the floor with the basketball, it will be Johnson Brock. The Daly Pelican off the right side. Give it up there for Lauren Barrett. Now Pelican again, back out to the top with it in the hands of Knippelmeyer. And a ball knocked loose by Lemeron. She wins the race. The ball is 1-on-3. All three defenders went by. She stopped, turned around, gave the ball up when she would have had a wide open three-footer. Now into Hallie Jones. Spins off balance. Leans up and under and got it up and in. 4-0 Sacred Heart.
And Lauren Barron's not doing a bad job defensively there. Jones just made the spin move and laid it in.
All right, to the front court comes Cassie Knippelmeyer.
Casey.
Casey?
I know.
Well, it's spelled to me. Here we go the other way. And a ball too long, and it's saved in bounds and coming down and holding, I think, perhaps getting hit. Maybe Daisy Wood. Did she get poked in the eye?
I think that got hit on the eye or forehead area. They're looking at that.
It's an ouch, whatever it is. She comes over to the bench, and into the ballgame for the Irish comes Peyton Georges. Casey, huh?
Yeah, disregard how it's spelled. It's Casey.
Somebody told me that last night.
Yeah, it's Casey.
Not last night she wasn't.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, I apologize. The other way we go, Peyton Georges with it, skips it over, and a three ball on the way up. No good for Lemeron. And now we've got a whistle and
waiting for a call here.
Oh, did that ball hit above?
Must have
hit the shot clock above when it took the high bounce. Here we come the other way now. Again, it'll be Knippelmeyer taking the ball to the far side to Barron. Back in the middle to Gravatt. Gravatt to Pelican, 4-0 Sacred Heart. 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Right side, Barron holds, looks against the Sacred Heart man-to-man defense. Off to the right side, Pelican. Long three ball from the right side. Too strong. Loose ball rebound coming down with it out of there was Kinley Weiss. She spins and will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Weiss is fouled. The foul is going to be on Hallie Jones. On Jones, that's her first personal. That's team foul number one on the Irish.
So it will be free throws coming here. Oh, the referee's going to rearrange where everybody's standing here. Okay. Coach Adam Santa calls over Hallie Jones to visit with her. Free throw off the mark. Hit the rim, went straight up, it came out of the cylinder. No good on that one. Remains 4-0 Sacred Heart. 5:46 left first period. It's on the way up, and that one is good. So 1 out of 2 for Kinley Weiss, and we've got a 4-1 ball game. To the front court, Lemeron to the basketball for the Irish. Off to Georges, back to Lemeron, right side. Mike Tesh with it out top. Now they look to the right side again. Leave it for Sando for three on the front edge. No. Rebound coming in there to get it. It's Georgia's. Now back to Sando again. Sando, and now Georgia's left side down in the corner. Reschke into Jones. Triple team outside. Now again, Sando for three. Got it. Found the range there finally. You know, she's got a green light to shoot it whenever she gets it. Now it's a 6-point lead for the Irish. And it is 7-1. We come the other way to the top of the basketball will be Ruby Gravatt. And now off the left side, three ball up and down on the far side for Lauren Barron. Her first 3 points of the game. It's 7-4 all of a sudden. We come the other way. Inside to Jones. Back and in strong. Up off the right side. Too strong. Too high on the glass. Rebound grabbed up by the Eagles, by Gravatt, and rather by Barron, excuse me, 14, not 12. Coming the other way now with it. In the front court, the Eagles left side to Pelican. Holds the ball, flashes it underneath, driving into the paint, moving across the lane with the shot, no good as Gravatt. And the rebound comes down to the Irish.
Went out of bounds.
What
down
did
down
I miss? Okay.
Now off the foot of one of the Eagles.
To the front court of the basketball comes Sacred Heart into that front court. Bailey Lemeron, the freshman, gives it off to Reschke. He's moving the ball to the right side, down the right side of the lane. Gives it off to Sando. Fake, drives to the free throw line. Tries to pump it in there to Jones. Too tall, can't connect. Stolen away. Eagles on the run the other way. In traffic, leave it back out top for Barron's for three. It won't go. And the rebound and on the run again are the Irish coming up quickly. Will be the freshman, Bailey Lemeron. Lemeron, stutter step to the top of the key. Sando inside, Jones off the glass, little drop step again. She's got 6 points, and it's now 9-4, Shaking Heart. She had 14 rebounds in the game last night for the Irish. Off the left side with the ball. Front court for the Eagles. Now that goes to Casey Knippelmeyer. Holds it, gives it to Pelican. Pelican back out top. Barron, man-to-man defense by the Irish. Trying to get the ball inside.
9 on the shot clock, John.
Moves the ball around, and now outside, Knippelmeyer starts to drive. Off balance, throws it up, in and out, won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Reschke. Reschke on the move to the front court. 3:08 to go in the first quarter. Lemeron to the spot between the circles. Goes in to the Irish, inside to Jones. And she has three defenders on her. And a foul called.
I was going to be on Ruby Gravatt. On Ruby, that's her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Johnson-Brock Eagles. 3:01 to play here in the first quarter. 9-4, the Irish up, leading Johnson-Brock.
Ryan Westengard checks in for the Irish along with Kinley Lechtenberg. Ball is tipped on the inbounds, and the Eagles can't save it in. It goes out on the baseline again. So they'll move from under the basket out here to the left side of the floor. Triggering in will be Lemeron. Looks. Brings the ball in for Lechtenberg. Out to the top with it. Westengard. Back to Lemeron. Skips it across the floor. Moving the ball around. That's Georgia. Now it goes back to Lemeron. Moving the ball left side now. Lemeron again. Left side of the floor. Bounce pass across the court to Lechtenberg. Moves in. Hands it off. Now Lemeron down the left side of the lane. Gives it up. Drive and a shot up, no good by Georges. Ball comes down in the hands of Barron. And now it's Daly Pelican on the move. Up in the paint, no good. Rebound controlled by Sager Westengard. She is guarded in the backcourt, gives it away to Lemeron. Lemeron to the front court on the left side. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. A spin move by Lemeron down the lane with the left hand. No, but a whistle and a foul. We'll put her at the line.
This foul is going to be called on Emily Bowling. Bowling picks up her first personal. Team foul number 2 on the Johnson-Brock Eagles.
At that free throw line, Bailey Lemeron for the Irish.
She's just a 36% free throw shooter, John, on the season.
Into the game for Sacred Heart. Here comes Kemper Sipple. 5'9 freshman. Whoops. Stacey Wood trying to come in, but she's coming in for the shooter. If they make the free throw. Up and rattles in and out of there. No good. Rebound picked off by Bowling. Johnson brought to the front court. Daly Pelican, top of the key. Spin. Goes down the right side. Keeps her dribble. Dishes it back out there to Knippelmeyer. Neumeier in trouble. Good defense by the Irish. She's trapped in the corner, and she tried to get the ball away to Kinley Weiss. It's off Kinley's hand. As they were trapped in the ball, there's anybody to catch it.
Just watching Daisy Witt come back into the ball game, I would not be surprised if she doesn't wake up with the shiner in the morning. That left eye looks like a little bit puffed up there.
Well, all you can see to shoot, it's okay, right? Minute 48 to go in the first quarter. Westengard lost the handle on it. The ball rolls free. Picked up and now throw it ahead to Pelican. Driving in with the right hand. It's up. It's good and a foul. That'll be on DC. Went for the block.
Now Pelican did a good job of actually jumping right into Witt to make sure she picked up the foul on DC Witt. That's her first personal. Second team foul on the Sacred Heart Irish of the period.
And the free throw up, and it's off the back, no good. And the rebound comes out to Peyton Georges. Haley Pelican, right, probably one of the strongest players we'll see all year. She heads for the basket. There's going to be contact. Here's a pull-up and a shot good for Witt. It's a two-pointer.
I'll take a one-eyed Witt shot.
Yeah. Wrong with that. 11-6 now. Shaking hard with a lead. Pelican for three on the rim. No. Rebound comes down in the hands of Lechtenberg. When she brought it down, she bounced it off of one of her teammates' shoulders, and then they're fouled.
All right, so foul is going to be called on Kinley Weiss. Weiss has picked up her first personal, team foul number three of the period, on the Eagles.
Kinley plays inside there, and she's not very big. She's kind of easy to lose in there. Never know when she gets a rebound for sure. Here's Lechtenberg, spins into the lane, nearly walked with it, got it away to Witt first. She's in the paint. Out to Sando for three, and it's up, it's good. She's got two in a row that she shot now. She's got 6 points. The lead is eight, the biggest of the ball game. Here's a loose ball and a whistle and a foul on Sacred Heart.
Foul's going to be on Avery Sando. Sando's first personal, third team foul of the period.
Sando made 5 three-pointers last night in the game. Bring the ball in to the top to Nippelmeyer, back to Pelican. Pelican gives the ball off there to Emily Bowling. Bowling drives down, stops, gives the ball away, and a 16-footer right baseline is up and good for Knippelmeyer. Her first two of the game, and it's 14-8. 24 seconds to go in the period. Shot clock is on. The Irish will play for one, it would appear. Daisy Witt stands out near the midcourt line. Keeps her dribble, the clock down to 10. She'll start to move up the floor now. Gets a screen, free throw line, passes it over to Westenberg. She drives, shoots, draws a foul on the Eagles with 3 seconds to go in the period.
Foul is going to be called on Kinley Weiss. Weiss's second personal, team foul number four. When you got Lechtenberg, Westengard, and Limron, that's a lot of syllables.
It certainly is. Ryan's free throw around the rim, won't go in. Sophomore, get set. She'll have another one here. Spins it, flies it toward the hoop, and switches that one home. 15-8, Sacred Heart. Bring the ball into Pelican. The midcourt long one off the backboard, no good. After one, Sacred Heart 15, Johnson Brock 8 at the Medeckas tournament. A Division third place game. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Do you miss doing the things you love because you're short of breath? If you're living with COPD, asthma, or recovering from a respiratory illness, Sebeka Community Hospital is here to help you breathe easier. Our pulmonary rehabilitation program offers personalized therapy to strengthen your lungs, increase your energy, and get you back to your daily life. You don't have to travel far for expert respiratory care. It's right here at home. Ask your doctor for a referral today or call Sebeka Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
Sunny 101.3.
Our premier sponsors for this
broadcast of the NEDECA tournament includes Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Also, Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. We move into second quarter action. It'll be St. Bernard with the basketball. Irish with the lead 15-8 as we move into the second stanza. Westergaard will inbound the ball, gets it into D.C. Witt. Across the timeline, she dribbles to the left side of the free throw circle. Between the rings, top of the key, backs it out, picks up the dribble, feeds to Jones in the paint. Turnaround shot, Jones is up, and she'll be called for an offensive foul. Good defense that time on the part of Kinley Weiss, John. She used the drop step just fine, but then she dipped the shoulder into Kinley and knocked her down. That is Jones' second personal here in the opening seconds of the second quarter. That'll bring off the bench now for the Irish, checking in is Elise Reske. Jones will set out after picking up that quick second foul. Reske back into the ballgame. Down court comes Kinley Weiss on the dribble to set the offense for the Eagles. Right side to Ayla Eggers. Eggers feeds it into Dana Pelican. Pelican goes down hard. She got tripped up and fell in the lane.
Elise Reske with a foul. Her first, second foul already here in the second quarter on the Irish. Nippelmeyer checks into the game again, replacing Kinley Weiss.
Pelican to inbound it. She'll trigger it in. Baseline right side under her own basket. Up to Lauren Behrens at the top of the key. To the right side, it comes back to Pelican. Top of the key, Ayla Eggers with the ball. Eggers goes to Ruby Gravatt on the left side. Now Pelican comes to Eggers on the right side of the lane. Top of the key, long three on the way. Knippelmeyer off the back iron, no. And the rebound comes down to Westergaard. Ryan Westergaard outlet pass to D.C. Witt. Witt pushes it down court in traffic. Ooh, almost walked with the basketball. Gives it up to Avery Sando. Sando thought about launching a three, doesn't do it. Goes to Westergaard. Westergaard falls. She may have turned an ankle there.
Lost her bounce, went down, and into the game for the Irish again. Comes Bailey Lemeron in place of Westergaard.
So Lemeron back onto the floor. Bailey, since cracking that starting lineup as a freshman, has done very well. She's averaging 8.6 points per game, John. All right, there's Eggers with the basketball. Kicks it to the left side, finds Ruby Gravatt. Now Lauren Behrens, top of the circle. Casey Knippelmeyer, reverse move. Works against A.C. Witt. They come back to Pelican at the top of the key. In the corner, there's Behrens for three. No, it's a long two. She was inside the three-point arc. Behrens got that one to drop. Into fourth court come the Irish. Here's A.C. Witt all the way into the lane. Lays it up. They're going to give her the basket.
No, it didn't go in.
No, okay. Going to be foul called on Johnson Brock.
Lauren Behrens picks up her first, and that will be team foul number one of the quarter on the Eagles.
At the free throw line, D.C. Witt shooting two shots. The first free throw is up, and it is good. Witt put that one down. D.C. hits 77% of her free throws on the season so far, so she got that one down. She has 3 points. The lead is six now. For the Irish, second shot is up. It's good also. The Irish up by 7, 17-10 with 6:40 to go in the first half here in Beatrice. Casey Knippelmeyer on the dribble. Quickly into the forecourt. Gives it off to Pelican around the horn left side. Ruby Gavatt, top of the key to Lauren Behrens. Behrens holds the ball between the rings, top of the circle. Across court, it comes back to Knippelmeyer. Casey for three. Got it. Casey Knippelmeyer nails the three from out of the left elbow. And it's a four-point basketball game, 17-13, Irish lead. Here's D.C. Witt, flips it across court, comes to Sando with it. Neither can get an open look. Now Sando launches a three. She got it. Avery Sando, three for three from three-point range. Might I mention, they're not even touching the rim, John. 20-13, the lead is back to seven. Lauren Behrens backs into the paint, kicks it out to Pelican for three. It's off, no good. Great job by Ruby Gravatt to get the rebound. No, wait a minute.
Shot over the back.
Yep. Ruby came down with the ball and got the put back, but she's going to be charged with the personal on Ruby Gravatt. That's her second personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Eagles. Gravatt will come out of the ball game, and see who checked in there to replace her, I believe, is Josie Stoodheight in the lineup now. Stoodheight onto the floor. Elise Reske comes to the near side to Witt. Witt guarded by Knippelmeyer. Gets a pick. Goes to the right side of the lane. Top of the key, Sando. Sando tries to penetrate. Kicks it back to Witt. Oh, man, they had a player standing wide open under there with no coverage. Here's a shot from the right side baseline. Up and good by Bailey Lemron. That's Lemron's first field goal of the evening. And suddenly it's a 9-point lead for the Irish. 22-13 with 5:18 to go here in the first half.
Backing in is Lauren Behrens against Elise Reske. Now comes up to Knippelmeyer with it. Casey Knippelmeyer across court. Long shot, stood height for three. It's off, no good, and Avery Sandals there for the rebound. Sando will push the ball down court herself. Comes to the top of the free throw circle to Elise Reske in the corner for three. Up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Lauren Behrens. Outlet pass quickly to Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer into forecourt. Picks up the dribble, hands it up top to Behrens. To the right side, Josie Stoodhite. Now here comes Pelican working one-on-one against Sando. Stoodhite in the corner, across court pass comes to Knippelmeyer. She'll penetrate, spin move in the paint, driving, laying up and off, no good, the ball to the floor. And the rebound comes down to Lemron. Lemron's got Reske out ahead of her, bounce pass underneath the Reske. Shot is in and out of there, wouldn't go, and the rebound comes down to Lauren Behrens. Boy, that looked like it was so well executed, John.
How did they climb out?
Just didn't drop. Now here comes Pelican with the basketball, top of the key. Behrens, Lauren Behrens, across to Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer hands it up to Behrens for another long three that's off no good. Daisy Witt runs down the rebound for the Irish. Witt quickly into forecourt. Lemron from the corner for three. It's off no good. The rebound under the basket coming down with it is Kemper Sipple. We'll have a jump ball called. Sipple got tied up. Now into the game for the Irish. Checking in is Kinley Lechtenberg, and Elise Reske will take a breather.
Back into the game for the Eagles is Kinley Weiss.
Peyton Georges also onto the floor. Georges is going to give Avery Sando a breather. We've reached the midway point of the second quarter. 3:57 to go, first half. 22-13, Irish up by 9. Casey Knippelmeyer working one-on-one against Bailey Lemron. Goes around the horn to the left side. Josie Stoodhite penetrates, gets it out to the right side to Pelican for three. Daley Pelican nails a three from the right elbow. 22-16, the lead is back down to six now. Here come the Irish. D.C. Witt picks up her dribble, kicks to the right side. Oh, trying to dribble into the paint with the ball was Kinley Lechtenberg. She'll be called for traveling, and they'll turn it over and give the ball back to Johnson of Rock.
3:30 left in this first half, 22-16, the Irish lead.
There's Kinley Weiss on the dribble. Lemron picks her up in the man-to-man defense. Weiss goes to the right side baseline. Lemron has her blocked off down there. Around the horn, top of the key. Josie Stoodhite for three off the back of the iron. No. Ball is loose. The rebound to Daisy Witt. Witt quickly down court with it. 3:09 to go, first half. Irish in the paint. Witt comes out with it to the top of the key. To Georges, now dribbling in. Falling to the floor with the basketball going down was Lechtenberg. Fast break the other way. Kinley Weiss up and off no good. Rebound to the Irish. Coming out of there is Lemron leading the charge. 1-on-2 fast break. Bailey Lemron tries to take it up. Has a shot blocked. Great defense there by Lauren Behrens to stop that one. Back the other direction comes Weiss. Weiss goes around the defender, lays it off the glass, and it won't go. John, these teams are having a dickens of a time getting the ball in the hole right now. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 2:36 to play here in the first half. 22-16, Irish up by 6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunday, 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, seated next to John Nixon on the stage here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation back at the Sunny 101.3 control panels. It'll be the Irish basketball as we move back to live action. Sacred Heart up 22-16. D.C. Witt with the dribble at the top of the circle. Goes around Elise Reske, gets a pick, gets it to Lemron in the corner. Bailey Lemron for three from the right wing. Got it! Bailey Lemron hits the three. Lemron with 5 points now. She hit a deuce earlier, and the lead is 9 for the Irish. Ayla Eggers with the ball. Up top to Behrens. Lauren Behrens tries a long two and got it down. Behrens was just inside the three-point arc when she launched that one, dropped it, cuts the lead back to 7, 25-18. This is Witt with the basketball. 12-foot floater, right side up and good.
A one-eyed wit is still doing okay here, John. That left eye looks swollen.
So far, so good.
Got it down. Into paint with it is Stoudheit. Kicks it to the corner. Knippelmeyer for three. No. Rebound. Stoudheit puts it back to Knippelmeyer for a second attempt from two-point range. And again, Stoudheit kicks it out to Knippelmeyer. Three times in a row, Knippelmeyer got it back. Now Ayla Eggers with the ball. Beats to Pelican. Driving layup for Pelican. Whistle and a foul on the baseline is probably going to go on Lechtenberg. We'll wait and see. No, check that. It's going to go on Peyton George's.
I saw the same thing I thought you did.
I thought Lechtenberg got her.
I did, too.
At the free throw line.
It looked right at her.
Daley Pelican shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Daley got that one to fall. She hits 73% on the season. She's got 6 points now. Got another shot coming here.
Ryan Westengard back in the ball game along with Avery Sand over the Irish.
Shot is on the way up and good. Got them both. Pelican hits a pair there. And a minute 28 to play here in the first half, 27-20. Irish lead is at 7. Witt on the dribble. To the right side, Avery Sando. Sando goes around the defender, Knippelmeyer, then backs it back up to the top of the key to Witt. Witt. Looked like she was going to launch her shot. Instead, feeds it back to Sando. Shot clock at 15. Witt goes all the way in, driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it, but a whistle and traveling is going to be called on D.C. Witt.
You know, if you're watching this game on ESPN, that basket would have been good because they don't call for Elvin in that
That's
NBA.
Irons out. Kinley Weiss back onto the floor now, checking back in for the Eagles. Weiss will bring the basketball up court. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Weiss being guarded by Lemrod. Pelican, guarded by Sando, kicks it to the right side to Behrens. Behrens down to Stoudheit, deep in the corner, right side of the basket. Beats Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer picks up her dribble. Has to come to Kinley Weiss. Now Weiss goes around Lemrod, driving, laying up and good. Nice move by Kinley Weiss. She got away from Bailey Lemrod and got down the left side of the lane. Laid it off the glass, and the lead is cut to 5 now, 27-22. Shot clock, about 2 seconds difference here. 25 on the shot clock, 27 on the game clock. End the period. 27-22, Irish with the 5-point lead will hold the ball and wait and play for the final shot. Witt just holds the ball out here at the top of the key. Now with 12 seconds, they decide to go. Witt takes it all the way in for a driving layup, and she will be fouled. We'll put D.C. Witt at the free throw line.
Foul will go on Casey Knippelmeyer, her first. Foul number 3 of the quarter.
At the free throw line, D.C. Witt. She's 2-for-2 from the line tonight. This one is up and good. A perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. D.C. Witt has 7 points now. Stay with us for the halftime show. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the numbers from the first half. Second shot is up and good also for D.C. Witt, and that stretches that Irish lead back out to 7 at 29-22 with 10 seconds to play here in the first half. 10 seconds on the clock. Pelican hurries it down the court. Across the timeline. Pelican goes to the right side to Weiss. They're going to have to get a shot off pretty quick here. There he is just as the buzzer sounds. Weiss with a desperation shot that does not fall. And the Irish go to the locker room up 29-22 over the Johnson Brock Eagles. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. And we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime score coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside the Viatra City Auditorium. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 29-22. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Now with a look at the first half numbers, here's John.
Thank you, Randy. Both teams getting their scoring pretty well distributed here in the first half. Daly Pelican leads Johnson Brock in the first half with 7, along with Lauren Barron, who also has 7. Casey Knuppemeyer had 5, and it's 3 points in the first half for Kinley Weiss. 2 fouls each on Ruby Gravatt and Kinley Weiss for Johnson Brock. They went 3 out of 5 at the line in the first half tonight. For the Irish in the first half, they have 9 points from Avery Sando, all on 3-pointers. We have 8 for Daisy Witt, including 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Bailey Lemeron has 5, 6 for Hallie Jones, all in the first quarter. And we've got a point in the first half for Ryan Westengard at the line. The Irish, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line in the first half. The only player with more than one foul for the Irish is Hallie Jones. She picked up 2 in the first half. So again, our score at halftime, 29-22, the Irish lead. They've been up by 9 two or three times in this first half.
Our halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt, and you can find them online at highlandcc.edu.
Our premier sponsors for the broadcast, the 97th Annual Wadeca's Tournament, include Community Insurance Group, Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Ag West Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999, and Wary Mortuaries of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action coming up from the Viatra City Auditorium, live coverage of the Mudecas Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Doors is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Doors is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Falls City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for Mudeca, and so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner. Proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole with your weather for the tri-state area. Scattered snow showers expected to linger into this evening with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 12, and it will be windy. Northwest winds gusting at times, still up to around 30 miles per hour. Northwest winds continue at that mark for Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and not a lot of warming, a high of only 18. 8 above our forecast low Saturday night, mostly clear skies and breezy. We'll see windy conditions for the day on Sunday, but warmer, high around 41 with mostly sunny skies. A few clouds rolling through Sunday night and breezy with a low around 9 above. For Martin Luther King Jr. Day, temperatures cool back down to a high around 24. Lots of sunshine with breezy conditions too. Temperatures fall back to 11 for Monday night with a few clouds rolling through. Then warming back up on Tuesday, high around 42. It will be breezy with mostly sunny skies. Passing clouds heading toward Tuesday night and a low in the mid-20s. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high around 40. Passing clouds come in for Wednesday night as temperatures bottom out around 18. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hey, welcome you back inside the Beatro City Auditorium. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 29-22. Lots more basketball coming up tonight here on Sunny 101.3, scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off. We will have the consolation game, consolation bracket contest, the Humboldt Table Rock Steiner Lady Titans and the Johnson County Central Lady Thunderbirds. That'll be live here on Sunny 101.3. Meanwhile, John Nixon will stay on the air here. He'll be switching over to our sister station, KTNC, for the B Division Girls Championship. That'll be the Pawnee City Indians taking on Exeter Milligan Friend. And that KTNC signal, just like here at Sunny 101.3, can be heard live online. All you do is go to msc-sports.net, click on Listen Live, and select KTNC from the drop-down box. Also, be sure to check out our MSC Radio app. It's available from your favorite app store. Just download MSC Radio to your phone, and you'll be one click away from all of your favorite MSC Radio Network stations. So, John, that should be a fun one with EMF and Pawnee City. That'll be the B Division. And again, that'll be on KTNC. Coming up at the conclusion of this one, I'll be running across the street over to the Beatrice Middle School for the 7 o'clock tip-off of that HTRS and JCC game. So, and then we got more basketball tomorrow, John. We'll talk about that later.
Be sure to look both ways as you cross the street. It can be dangerous out here during this tournament.
Very quickly, tomorrow afternoon at 2:45, we'll have Parkview Christian and HTRS and the championship Tri-County and Johnson Brock boys tomorrow night, 7:30. John?
Irish ball to start the third quarter, and they will have it with Daisy Witt inside to Hallie Jones. Triple team. Knocked to the floor, pushes the ball back out, but a whistle and a foul on the Eagles.
Foul is going to be on Lauren Behrens. On Behrens, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Eagles.
Triggering will be Bailey Lemeron from the baseline. Brings it into the corner for Witt for three. It's too strong, and the loose ball rebound brought down by Reschke, and a reach-in foul on the Eagles.
That foul is going to be called on Daly Pelican. That's Daly's first personal of the game. Second team foul already, though, of the quarter.
All right, in the ball comes to Avery Sando. Now in the middle, Reschke out to Sando for three on the right side wing. Off the back iron, no good. scramble the rebound. Jones couldn't hang on to it. Here comes Weiss the other way for the Eagles. She'll give it up now. Pelican left side out to Knippelmeyer. Three ball. Oh, that's just too strong. Hit the backside of the rim from the side she was on, and the rebound comes down to Daisy Witt. In the left corner, Sando. No, not Sando. That's 12, not 2. That's a three ball for Lemeron. She has 8. That's her second triple of the evening. 32-22, biggest lead of the ball game for the Irish. To the top of the key for 3. It's up. It's down. This time it's Warren Barron's now in double figures with 10. 32-25, back and forth we go on those threes. Here to drive to the basket by Witt, can't connect. Rebound, opposite side, coming down, and it's going to be Knippelmeyer moving it up the floor in the middle, guarded there by Witt. She'll hand it off, and thinking about the three, not taken, was Barron, and she'll pass it out to the side. Little too close to the side, the ball skids out of bounds, and it will belong to the Irish. 6:35 to play third quarter, the lead is 7 for the Irish, 32-25. Daisy Witt brings it up through the circle at midcourt here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Now it'll be Sando. Sando looked at it from long range, drives, kicks it left, and Lemeron, no, rebound to Pelican. Daisy on the run the other way for the Eagles, drops the ball back. Knippelmeyer fakes the three, drives, shoots from 18, no good, rebound to Leeds Reschke. Did she walk? Yeah, she did. She walked, threw an elbow, got a rebound, did it all in their pitch. She went.
Coming out of there, struggling to maintain possession of the ball and ends up walking with it. She'll come out of the ballgame. And to replace her is Kinley Lechtenberg, a 5'7 freshman.
All right, inbound the ball from the baseline. It will be Pelican. She gets it back. Now out top to Weiss. Kinley, right side, Barron. Warren will give the ball up. Now it'll be to the left side to Weiss again. Guarded there by Lemeron. Boy, that's a good matchup. Out for 3 on the left side. No good. Knippelmeyer. Rebound to Weiss. Kinley grabs it up. Now back over to Knippelmeyer. Driving the last side. Left. Back out. It goes. Pelican right side. Isoed over there. Working on the freshman. Lemeron. I got a new shot clock. It's down to 20. Three ball from out top. In and out. No good by the Eagle shot by Knippelmeyer. Rebound to the Eagles and a timeout called by Johnson Brock coach Lucas Dollinghouse. His team down 7, 5:28 to go in the third, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Sunny 101.3.
5:28 to play here in the third period. 32-25. The Sacred Heart Irish up by 7. It will be Eagle ball. Pelican inbound from the baseline. Looking. Bounce pass in. Barron shoots. And a foul will be called on Lechtenberg.
On Kinley Lechtenberg, her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Irish.
Lauren Barron, 10 points in the ball game for Johnson Brock. Up with a free throw, a little sprawl on the flat iron, won't go. Out comes Lechtenberg, back into the game, Kemper Sipple for Sacred Heart.
Barron's has 10 points, she's in double figures tonight.
Sets, fires, got it. And we've got a 6-point ball game again, 32-26, Sacred Heart by the 6. Witt to the front, stops at the top of the circle. Now inside to Hallie Jones. It is up. She's fouled, and it'll go in. A chance of a three-point opportunity for the Irish junior.
Foul is going to be called on Daly Pelican. On Pelican, her second personal, 13th foul of the quarter.
All right, Hallie Jones at the line for the first time tonight. It looked like the Irish are making a concentrated effort early in the game to get her the ball inside. When she does, she draws a crowd. Can't connect on this one. It's a Knippelmeyer rebound, and off to the races she goes. To the front to Barron, off to Pelican, beyond the arc. Back cross toward Kinley Weiss. Kinley. She dishes it off. Now back to Nippelmeyer, out to Pelican for a long three. Up, no good. Rebound brought down by Hallie Jones. Hallie started to dribble up and said, no, that's not my job. Give it to somebody else. Daisy Wood now will bring it up. Down the left side of the lane. Pass it out of there. Limit run hit her in the foot. She couldn't control it. And now here comes Knippelmeyer the other way for the Eagles. Leave it back. And a three ball in and out. Oh, out. Almost in again and out again.
720. Oh, went around twice. 720 degrees.
Coming away with a rebound. Daisy Wood. What a tough break there that time. Barron shot that. Lob it into Jones. Up, won't go, and against a double team. Rebound brought down by Gravatt. Ruby Gravatt ahead to Pelican, out of Barron. Driving the left side of the lane, out to Knippelmeyer for three in the left corner. It's up and good. She's got her second triple, and we've got a five-point ball game. 34-29.
Josh Brunner just keeps hanging around here, John.
Witt for three from the top. On the iron, no. Rebound out of bounds. And they will say it goes off Johnson Brock. Folks dressed in red do not believe that call.
Almost got the electrician on the baseline.
Hey, get out of there, buddy.
Not, I need to be working where he is right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. Here's an inbound play to the left side and a blocking foul on Johnson Brock. Sir, how did you get hurt? Well, I was just sitting here minding my own business in a basketball game.
They're going to get Lauren Behrens for the foul on Lauren. That's her third personal. John, that's the fourth team foul already here with 3:52 to go in the quarter.
Inbound in the corner to Daisy Witt. Left side up, left side down. Three-pointer for Daisy gives her 11 points. First double figures for Sacred Heart. And the lead is 37-29. 3:35 to go in the third. Dish it off. Vice for three. Up top, no good. Rebound ricochets. Comes down in the hands of Hallie Jones. Hallie to Daisy Wood. Pulls up. British point line. Right side. Sando for three. Short off the front edge. No. Jones the rebound. Back to Sando. Thought about it. No. Gives it to Witt. Top of the key. Works left side. Puts the ball over in the hands of Peyton Georges. Georges spins around. The pick at the top by Jones. Back to Georges, three ball on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Johnson Brock, by Behrens. Ahead to Pelican. Nobody looking defensively, and all the way to the hole will go Kinley Weiss. And she's going to get fouled as she gets there.
Daisy Witt's going to be called for the personal on Witt, her second personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Irish.
Kinley Weiss, 1-for-2 at the line, has 3 points in the ball game tonight. Sets, fire, got it.
Weiss is a 48% free throw shooter on the season. She's made 2 out of 3 now tonight.
37-30 the score.
Emily Bowling onto the floor now for Johnson Brock.
2:55 left in this third quarter. Up and good. She gets them both, and it's 37-31. Irish basketball, Daisy Witt up the floor. Works the top of the key, picks up her dribble. Off it goes there to Ryan Westengard. Back to Witt on the left side of the floor beyond the arc. Moves into the middle of the free throw line, underneath the line. Kicks it out right side. Three ball Westengard in the corner, no good. Scramble for the rebound and holding on and for getting it away is Barron. Long pass up the floor and a run out and a throw up by Ayla Eggers. It's up and it's in, and it's a 4-point ball game.
Ayla very nonchalantly just kind of underhanded that thing, John.
She didn't really throw up. She threw the ball up there, but it went in. It was effective. A toss it up to Jones, and a triple team. Can't connect, and the rebound to Emily Bowling is back in there. Ahead to Knippelmeyer, to Eggers, back to Barron's right side for Kinley, and she cannot make it. Rebound to Eggers. Weiss with it again. Now Behrens has it again. Sacred Heart. They're still playing man-to-man. It looks like it's zone there for a moment, but it's man. Off it goes to Weiss for three from the right side elbow. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Georges. Gets bumped around. Gets rid of it. Out on the left side with 1.5 to go. All the way in goes Daisy Witt as she elevates outside the left side of the free throw area. A reach in will put her, yeah, at the free throw line because Johnson Brock over the limit. Foul's going to be on Casey Knippelmeyer. On Knippelmeyer, that is her second personal. As you said, John, team foul number five. Daisy Witt, free throw up, free throw good. She's perfect on the night. 38-33. Sando back into the ball game and replacing Peyton Georges for the Irish. Second one on the way is up and good again for Daisy Witt. 13 points and 6 for 6 at the line. Just a moment ago, Kinley Weiss came very close to making it a one-point ball game on that three. Now all of a sudden you look up there and the lead is 5 once again. Changes in a hurry. Barron's right side, 3 ball on the way up on the rim. No good by Emily Bowling. Rebound to Westengard. Double team gets it away now to Lemeron. Bailey to the front court. Bailey moves, free throw line, kicks it out of there to Reschke. She's back in the free throw circle. Now Sando, wide open, 3 ball up, too strong, and the long rebound ran down. Saved by Weiss. That was a nice move. She threw it back to a teammate there before she ran out of bounds. Barron to the top of the key with the ball wide open, kicks it, shoots it, misses it. Give it kind of that little motorcycle kickstart on that one. We've got a held ball on the rebound that I believe will stay with the Eagles.
Talking to one of the Magdan twins used to do that motorcycle kick.
He's talking to somebody the other day about seeing her playing Johnson Brock. Said, "Johnson Brock, that team's really good and really big, aren't they?" I said, "No, not anymore." I said, "All them big girls graduated. They're still good, but they just are a whole different team this year." What do we got? We're coming over here to talk to the scorer's table. One official is with Coach Dollinghouse. It must have been checked in the alternating possession. That had to be to make sure it got changed at halftime. Pelican will inbound, lobs it in to Vice. Kinley had it knocked away by Avery Santa, who picked up her second foul.
And Avery, her second, team foul number 3 of the quarter. 42 seconds left to play here in the third period. 39-33, Irish up by 6.
Pelican will inbound it. Backcourt, Weiss. Now to Knippelmeyer. And over for 3. Short on the shot by Josie Studheit. Trying to save it in. And, oh, Kinley Weiss. She hit that wall.
Yeah, she kind of sacrificed her body right into that padded wall under there.
That's a new pad. I mean, not brand new, but, man, it's...
The Murphy, solid. The Murphy family had donated those in memory of Jordan Murphy.
Yeah, it's very solid if you run into it. To the front court we go with the Irish in possession with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. For the third straight quarter, Daisy Witt will stand near midcourt holding the basketball. Daisy Pelican, Bailey Pelican looking at her smiling, going, "What are you going to do?" Now the other going to Hallie Jones. Spin to the right hand up. Good again. Jones in double figures with 10. And from midcourt for Pelican. Nearly banked it in. But after 3, it's safe at heart. 41, Johnson Brock 33. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be back in the fourth quarter on Sunny 101.3.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City. Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage simplified.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast of UDECA's basketball is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. All right, 41-33, the Irish with an 8-point advantage, 8 minutes on the clock. We move into the fourth quarter, Sacred Hearts basketball. Inbound the pass into D.C. Witt. She dribbles to the top of the circle. Man-to-man defense here coming out to pick her up. Behrens to the top of the key. Elise Reske around the horn to the left elbow with it. It goes to Lemron. Lemron finds Jones at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the right side. Avery Sandel with the ball. Give and go. Feeds to Jones. Driving, laying up and off. No good, but a whistle and a foul. I think we're going to have Jones at the line here to shoot two. Foul will go against Casey Knippelmeyer. That'll be her third and the first team foul of the fourth quarter. Allie Jones at the line. She's 0 for 1 from the line tonight. 45% on the season. First shot is up and off. No good. Second attempt coming. Jones is already in double figures. She does have 10 points in the ballgame. Allie Jones, 5'9 junior, launches her second free throw. It's up and got it. Sat on the front of the lip there, John. Crawled over and fell in for her. Makes it 42-33. The lead is 9 now for the Irish. 7.5 minutes to go in the basketball game. This is Casey Knippelmeyer beating to Pelican. Top of the key, Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss flips it up to Pelican. Top of the key, Knippelmeyer for 3. Off the iron, no. There's a struggle for the rebound. Elise Reske comes out of the foul with the basketball, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Lauren Behrens called for the personal on Behrens. That will be her fourth personal and team foul number 2 on the Eagles. So Behrens will set out with 4 personals. 42-33. Irish up by 9. 7:18 to go in the ballgame. D.C. Witt goes to the right side. They lob it underneath. There's Jones for the lay-in. Oh, great feed getting it into Helen Jones. If they can get it in her hands, Jones is going to score maybe half the time under there, at least under the basket. Top of the circle. Knippelmeyer penetrates. Free throw line. Jump shot up. Off no good. Rebound Witt. D.C. Witt pushes it down court quickly. The lead is 11 now for the Irish. Witt goes into Jones again. There she goes. Off the glass up. And good. Ellie Jones coming alive here. Timeout's going to be taken by Johnson Brock with 6:49 to go in the ballgame. 46-33. Irish up by 13. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 49th Annual Budeckis Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Premier sponsors of the Medeckas tournament coverage include Community Insurance Group, Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling, as well as Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters.
6:49 to go in the ballgame, 46-33. St. Bernard Irish up by 13 over the Johnson Brock Eagles here in this third place consolation game. Class A division. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Top of the key. Pelican comes to the left elbow. Ruby Gravatt handles the ball. Gravatt feeds it inside to Kinley Weiss. Spin move. Weiss' shot partially blocked there by Lemron. Rebound to Ruby Gravatt. Top of the key. They bring it up to Daley Pelican. Inside the paint, moving toward the basket. Josie Stidheit. Stidheit finds Pelican. Pelican in the paint now. Again, top of the key. Here's a long three on the way. Off the glass. Won't go for Pelican. And the rebound comes down to Avery Sando. Sando down court with the ball across the timeline. Top of the key between the rings with the dribble. Sando works off to the left side. Floats it inside. There's Jones going for the lay-in off the glass. Up and good. Boy, they're working it inside to Jones successfully now. That's 3 times already, John, in this quarter. All right, 48-33, Irish opening up a biggest lead of the game here, up by 15. Now we're going to have a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart.
That's going to be on Avery Sandler. That'll be her third and the first foul of the fourth quarter against the Irish. They're already calling what Hallie Jones is doing late. It's not totally true. She's kind of rolling to the hole and kind of scooping it from about 3 or 4 feet away.
Kind of a semi-hook shot, yeah, almost there. Lob the ball inbounds. It comes into Behrens. Lauren Behrens beats the Daily Pelican. Top of the key, Knippelmeyer for three. That was almost an NBA three there by Casey Knippelmeyer. Her third three-pointer of the night. She's in double figures. Has 11 points now for Knippelmeyer. Makes it 48-36. The lead is trimmed back to 12. Now here's Sando trying to answer for three. It's off, no good. Rebound Weiss. Kinley Weiss down court to the left side. Knippelmeyer, she'll try a three from the left elbow. Got it! Knippelmeyer hits the three from here on the left wing. She's heating up. Now 14 points for Knippelmeyer. 48-39. Suddenly the lead that was 15 a moment ago is down to 9. And but Lemron answers and she hits a three of her own. Bailey Lemron with her third three-pointer of the night. She's got 11 points. Timeout taken on the floor with 5:09 to go in the ballgame. The Irish up by 12, 51-39. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
39. The Irish have the lead here in the fourth quarter. Premier sponsors for the broadcast of the 97th Annual Medeckis Tournament include Waring Mortuary of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City, along with Ag West Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999. And John, our all-important presenting sponsor for these broadcasts is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber is our presenting sponsor for the Medeckis Tournament. 51-39, the Irish up by 12 with 5:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock will have the basketball. The Eagles wanted to take timeout. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, I'm sure, has discussed what they're going to do to stop Helly Jones inside there. Here comes Johnson Brock on the attack. Vice to the left elbow. Pelican for three. Misses everything. The ball's going to go out of bounds. The Irish will get the basketball. Under 5 minutes to play now. Sacred Heart up by 12, 51-39. This is the third-place consolation game of the A division of the 97th Annual Medeckis Tournament. With the basketball to the right side is Witt. Gives it up to Elise Reske. Around the horn, they find Lemron in the corner. Lemron backs it to the top of the key. Comes to Witt with the basketball. Witt, sporting that bruised eye there on the left side. She'll launch a long two that's off the glass, doesn't go. One out of bounds, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Clock down to 4.5 minutes now, John.
Getting ready for the next game here. Championship basketball coming up next in the B division.
All right, in the corner right side. That's Sudheit, or Behrens with the ball, rather. Sudheit, Josie Sudheit, feeds it up top to the right side, all the way underneath the basket. Behrens driving layup, no. Now fights for the rebound, and it was touched last by Reske. It'll stay with the Johnson Brock Eagles. Lauren Behrens battling down there with Elise Reske for the basketball. So Johnson Brock will have it. Daily Pelican. She'll trigger it in baseline, right side under her own backboard. Coming up on 4 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Lob pass to Lauren Behrens, top of the key. Got to watch Behrens. She can hit it from out there. Josie Stoodhide, a cross-court skip pass. Comes to Knippelmeyer. Now Casey with a spin move. She's double-teamed. Got a shot off, up and good. I'm not sure how she did that, but Casey Knippelmeyer found a way to shoot around two defenders and drop that one down.
That's what she did last night. Heated up all of a sudden and it was about 16 points.
The lead is 10 now for the Irish, 51-41. They feed it underneath. Again, Jones is under there. Goes up this time. She will be fouled, and they'll put Helly Jones to the free throw line, where she'll be shooting the two shots.
Lauren Behrens slapped at it from the front, but behind her was Josie Stoodhide, who gets called for her first foul.
At the free throw line, first shot is up and off. No good, will not go for Helly Jones. She'll have another shot coming. Jones is now 1 out of 4 from the line tonight. Second shot is up and good. She's got a basket full of points. I haven't added them up lately.
18 of them.
18 right now? All right, 52-41, an 11-point lead for the Irish. Clock down to 3.5 minutes to go. Kinley Weiss goes in for a layup, had the ball stripped away, then came down with it. Then a whistle and a foul. Who they got, John?
Going to call it on Daisy Witt. That'll be her third foul, team foul number two of the quarter on Sacred Heart.
So the basketball will belong to Johnson Brock with Daley Pelican to inbound it. 52-41. The lead is 11. They get it inbounds. Driving lay-in up. Barron's got it, and she's fouled. Nice move to the basket there by Lauren Barron's. Took it to the baseline under the basket. Dropped it in and drew the foul.
Elise Rescue with her second foul, third team foul. She scooped that in on the left side with her right hand. That was a tough shot.
Barron's for the and one. She's one out of two from the line so far tonight. Here she'll be shooting one. Shot is up and good. Barron's now two out of three from the line. She's got 14 points in the ballgame. 52-44. The lead is down to eight. Still 3:23 to go. Irish hanging on to an 8-point lead. Loose on the ball is Witt. Loose on the floor. Everybody diving after it. Held ball is called. Possession arrow, I believe, is
going to go Brock.
Johnson Brock.
Okay, everybody's going to stand around going, what's going on? Who's got it? Okay, Johnson Brock. Here we go.
Check with the radio guys. We had it sorted out.
I can see the red light down here.
Clock running, 3:15 to go in the ballgame. 52-44. Here come the Eagles trying to get back into this thing. There's Barron's from the right, or Josie Stoodheight, rather, from the right side. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, D.C. Witt. Witt slows things down a bit here. Her team now up by eight, under 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. D.C. Witt gives it to the left side. Sipple. Sipple handles the basketball. Kemper Sipple finds Lemron. Bailey Lemron off to Witt. They're just running a little weave out here at the top of the key and running clock. Now Sando launches a three that's off. No good. It's going to go out of bounds. And Johnson Brock will get the ball back, trailing by eight with 2:37 to go in the contest. Coming up after this here on Sunny 101.3 HTRS Johnson County Central Girls Basketball. John will have the Pawnee City Indians in the B Division Championship over on KTNC after this game. There's a driving layup up and off the glass. Does not go for Barron's, but a whistle and a foul. Lauren Barron's will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Kemper Sipple picks up her first foul of the contest. Team foul number four of the quarter with 2:27 left.
At the line, Lauren Barron's first shot is up and off. No good. She'll have another one coming. Barron's has now hit two out of four from the free throw line.
Got to knock these down if you want to get back in this thing closer than eight.
Lauren Barron's eyes the bucket. Second free throw on the way. Up and good. She got that one. Barron's has now hit three out of five from the charity stripe. 52-45, a seven-point ball game. The clock is down to 2:22 to go. Irish with the basketball. Sando feeds inside. Jones, there's that move off the lane. Couldn't get it to fall that time. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be touchline by Daley Pelican. Now, wait a minute. This official may come in and overrule it. No. Ball's going to stay with the Irish. Pelican touched it last, despite Daley's protest.
Daley, you'd have told her. Yeah. You know, she'd have told him she didn't touch it.
Inbound the ball to the corner right side. Avery Sando for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Barron's. Outlet pass, Kinnifelmeyer. Down court, Kinley Weiss for the basketball. To Daley Pelican. Pelican, top of the key. Barron's handles the ball. Drops it out. That's Casey Kinnifelmeyer. Left wing, Josie Stoodheight. Using a lot of clock here, John. Down by seven right now. To the right side, Daley Pelican. Spin move. Kicks it up top. Shot clock at 15. I can't believe how much clock they've used. There's Weiss for three. Off no good. Weiss chases down her own rebound. A whistle will have a held ball called with a minute 43 to play in the ballgame. 52-45, a seven-point lead for the Irish. Sacred Heart will get the basketball back on the alternating possession.
They're taking time. It was pretty good defense by the Irish that time.
A lot of time used up. Irish basketball inbound to D.C. Witt. Witt guarded by Weiss across the timeline. Works to the left side of the three-point circle. Now comes across between the rings. Hands to Avery Sando. Sando thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Inside to Jones. Off the glass. Jones missed it. Rebound Pelican. 52-45. Still a seven-point ball game. Into the corner. Knippelmeyer is going to be fouled down in the corner. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Avery Sando.
Avery's going to pick up her fourth foul of the ball game. She's got to be a little careful now. And it's bonus time for Johnson Brock.
At the free throw line, Casey Knippelmeyer. She's a 77% free throw shooter on the season. Tonight she has not been to the line.
Got a bunch of points, though.
16 of them.
Free throw is up and good. 17 now for Casey Kniffelmeyer. Timeout taken on the floor with a minute 20 to go in the contest. 52-46 our score. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the 97th Annual UDECUS Tournament on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1 minute, 20 seconds left in the ball game. The Irish have a 6-point advantage, 52-46. The Johnson Brock Eagles are in the bonus. They need to commit two fouls to put the Irish on the line if we get to that situation, which I would say we probably will here very shortly. Now, when play is resumed, Casey Kniffelmeyer will be at the line to take her second free throw. She has 17 points already in the ballgame, 1-for-1 tonight from the line. She can pull them back to within 5 with 1:20 to go. Johnson Brock just will not go away. The Irish had several opportunities to kind of put him down, and Johnson Brock battles back into it. Free throw is up and good for Casey Kniffelmeyer. And suddenly, it's a 5-point ball game, 52-47, 1:18 to go. Johnson Brock applying some pressure across the timeline. With it comes D.C. Witt. Witt, left-handed dribble around between the rings, top of the key, gives it to Lemrod. Lemrod, they run the weave. She'll flip it to Sando. Doing a great job of taking time off the clock here are the Irish, John. 1 minute to play in the ballgame. 1 minute to go. Johnson Brock just letting them stand there.
Can't do that.
Yeah, Witt, the shot clock at 9. Witt comes to Reschke inside Jones off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul. They're going to put Jones at the free throw line.
That's going to be number 5 on Lauren Behrens. That's why she didn't commit the foul out top.
They're going to put it on Daley Pelican, believe it or not.
What?
I thought Behrens did it too, but they're going to charge it.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Makes
As we
no
said
sense.
Earlier, they see a different game than we do down there. Low.
Jones at the line to shoot 2. The first one is up and off. No good. Didn't get that one to go. So Pelican got tagged with that one. That's her third personal. At the free throw line, Holly Jones, second free throw coming up. On the way up and good. That was a big one. She got it down. She's now hit 3 of 7 from the free throw line. She's got a bunch of points, though. 53-47. The lead is 6. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock. 44 seconds to go here in regulation. It's a 6-point Irish lead. Johnson Brock takes a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula along with John Nixon here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. 44 seconds to go in the ballgame. 53-47. The Sacred Heart Irish up by 6. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation back at the Sunny 101.3 control room. And we've got an exciting 44 seconds left to play here, John.
Yeah, it's been a good, pretty good ball game. The Johnson Rock Eagles are a nice job fighting their way back into this thing after trailing by 15 earlier.
Competitive basketball here in the third place consolation game of the A division of this 2026 UDECUS tournament. All right, Daley Pelican will inbound it. The Kinley Vice are going to have to work quickly down by 6. Top of the key, Kniffelmeyer, guarded by Sando. Bounce pass goes inside, moving to the basket. Behrens off the glass, no. Rebound, got her own rebound, wants to go back up with it, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline. Let's see what they're going to say here.
Brian Westengard picks up personal foul number 1, and
Two free throws coming for the Eagles with 32 seconds to go.
At the free throw line will be Lauren Behrens. Behrens 55% on the season from the charity stripe. This one is up and good. Lauren's having a pretty good night tonight. She's got 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. I think I've got her with about 16 points.
15 at the moment.
Okay. Another basket coming here for Lauren Behrens. Looks to the bucket. Shot is up. It's good. She got them both. And suddenly, John, we have a 4-point basketball game with 32 seconds to go. All right. Sacred Heart with the basketball up by 4, 53-49 into J.C. Witt. They chase after Witt, trying to get across court. It comes to the near side to Sando across the timeline. 22 seconds. They're letting him run a lot of clock. Jones with the ball. Now they take, oh my, Jones is taken down hard. Big collision. She is fouled. You wouldn't think a little gal like Kinley Weiss could take Kelly Jones to the floor like that, would you?
You know, dynamite comes in small packages.
Yeah, I saw that. So, at the free throw line will be Kelly Jones. Jones, 3 out of 7. I have her from the line tonight.
19 points in the ballgame for her.
All right, Kelly Jones shooting 2. 19 seconds on the clock. Her team up by 4. Free throw is on the way up and good. Makes it a 5-point lead. Critical free throws here. Here's Lauren Behrens back into the lineup. Behrens in replacing Ayla Eggers as Jones is ready to shoot another free throw. Ryan Westengaard off the bench, ready to check in. Jones' free throw is up. It's good also. Got them both. The lead is back to 6 now with only 19 seconds left to play. Irish trying to hold on here. They've opened up a big margin only to have Johnson Brock continuously battle back into it. Kinley Weiss across the timeline. Long shot, Daly. Pelican off the rim. No, Weiss chases it down. Pelican gives it to the right side. Behrens. Behrens is going to penetrate in. Kicks it to the corner. A lot of clock running off. Knippelmeyer tries to go up with a shot that goes out of bounds. John, we're down to 3 seconds to play. The Irish are going to take the third place honors here in the A division of the Medecas tournament. They're up 55-49 with 3 seconds to go. Johnson Brock will have the ball. Pelican inbounds it up top to Behrens. Behrens launches a long desperation three that doesn't go, and there's your ball game. Your final score, the Sacred Heart Irish with the win, 55-49 is your final. Sacred Heart will take the third place honors of the Medecas tournament this year here in Beatrice. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring wrap coming up. John will share all the post-game numbers with you after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey, Barton here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemaha County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemaha County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's take a look at the final score in the ball game here tonight in the girls A division third place contest. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they dropped to 10-6 on the year with a 55-49 loss to Fall City Sacred Heart. We have Casey Knippelmeyer with 18 in the ball game, 7 points for Daly Pelican, 16 for Lauren Barron, 2 points for Isla Eggers, and 5 more for Kinley Weiss. The Johnson Brock total of 49. They get 11 out of 16 free throw attempts in the ball game. For the Irish Knights, they're now 10-4 on the year with the win and get the third place hardware here at Medeckis in the A division. Leading the way tonight is Hallie Jones, the junior. 21 points for Hallie Jones tonight for the Irish. 13 in the ball game for Daisy Witt. We have 11 for Bailey Lemeron, the freshman. 9 for Avery Santo. And 1 point tonight for Ryan Westengard for the Irish, total of 55. They led it by as many as 15 and win it by 6 in the final scoring column here tonight. 55-49, Sacred Heart with the win. Congratulations, both teams, for getting a couple of wins here at the tournament. At the 1 win for Johnson Brock, 2 wins for Sacred Heart here at Medeckis this year. So that wraps up this one. Now we are getting ready for the next game. I'm going to switch over to KTNC, the other game coming up on KTNC. We're going to have the A Division Championship Girls game. The Pawnee City Indians are 7-6 on the year. The EMF Bobcats are 5-8 on the season. We'll find out who wins that. You'll find out. If you want to listen to Pawnee City Indians, join me on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network app. If you would like to listen to another ball game here on Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatula is scooting across the street right now to the Beatrice Middle School, where he will bring you action in the girls' consolation round between the Humble Table Rock Steiner Titans and Johnson County Central girls in that game. Again, that's where we are at with the action for the rest of the night. Our presenting sponsor tonight for the contest, Mean Lumber. Building more than projects, building community. For Ray Penny, for Randy Gatula, I'm John Nixon, and I tell you good night, everybody. Join me on KTNC for Pawnee City Basketball, coming up here in about 10 minutes.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.